From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. These days, we are involved in a series of messages on remembering the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. And I'm doing that simply because of the fact that there seems to be a great rise of anti-Semitism all across our nation here in America, as well as all around the world. But I'm also doing it simply because of the fact that I'm convinced that there are many Christians who really do not understand what God thinks of Israel and what God's ultimate plan is for the nation of Israel. I really wish that I had time to get into this in great detail, but I simply don't on a 15-minute daily radio program. But this week, I am sharing with you 10 important facts to remember concerning Israel. Already, we have noted that it's important to remember that Israel has the promise of the Abrahamic covenant given back in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. We studied the fact that it's important to remember that Israel is God's chosen nation, as we see in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6 through 9. We have studied this week it's important to remember that Israel has a divine geographical possession in a special land called the Promised Land, as brought out in Joshua chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. I emphasize that also it's important to remember that Israel is now ignorant of God's righteousness, according to Romans chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. And then yesterday also I mentioned that it's important to remember that Israel has rejected Jesus Christ as their Messiah, according to John chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. Today, let's continue by noting that it's important to remember that God continues to give Israel an invitation to come to Him. Keep in mind, as I brought out yesterday, that when Jesus Christ came into the world nearly 2,000 years ago, He came into this world as the Jewish Messiah. But you see, they were not looking for a spiritual Messiah. They were looking for someone who would come and deliver them from the Romans, as it were. Jesus came not as a political Messiah. He came as a spiritual Messiah, and they rejected Him. But down through the years of time, because of the fact that God has such a love for the Jewish people, He continues to extend an invitation for them to recognize Jesus as the Messiah and to come to faith in God through trusting the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Turn with me, if you would please, to the book of Romans chapter 10 to see how the Word of God brings this out. Now, I mentioned yesterday, I believe it was, that it's important that we as Christians understand Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11, because those three chapters outline for us God's plan for Israel. And notice what it says in verse 21 of Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10 and verse 21, it says this: "But to Israel he saith," that is, Paul is saying here what God said to Israel, "all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people." Now, where does that come from? We'll go back to verse 20 of Romans chapter 10. It says there, "But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not, I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me, but to Israel, he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people." In other words, through the Apostle Paul, God is reminding us what His attitude is toward the nation of Israel, and it goes way back to the time of Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 65, in verse 1, we see there again that it is emphasizing that all day long, God stretched forth his hands toward the disobedient people of Israel. He was doing that back in Isaiah's day, and he is still doing it today. And I want you to try to picture this in your own mind if you can. That God is up there in heaven, stretching out his hands, as it were, his arms, toward the people of Israel and saying, come to me. Recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah and come to me. The fact of the matter is they are disobeying that invitation. And certainly that must break the heart of God. Every time you and I have the opportunity to talk to one of our Jewish friends, we ought to remind them what it says there back in Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 1. They may not listen to you if you read from the book of Romans chapter 10 and verse 21, but if you read Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 1 to them, they may at least have an open idea or an open mind as to what the Word of God says. And back there in Isaiah 65 and verse 1, the Word of God says, as written by Isaiah, I am sought to them that ask not for me. I am found to them that sought me not. As I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in the way that was not good after their own thoughts. And so that goes back to about 690 years before the time of Christ, that particular message from God was recorded to the Jewish people through Isaiah. From that time, God has been stretching forth his hands outward, as it were, giving the Jewish people the invitation to come to him to recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah, though they have rejected him up to this point. He will continue, however, to give Israel that invitation to come to him. Number 7, let us remember that there currently is a remnant of Israel that is saved. Down through the scriptures, we can read that God has always had a remnant of those who believed in him. And as it relates to Israel, we see that in the book of Romans chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. Romans chapter 11, verses 1 through 5, where God says through the Apostle Paul, I say then, hath God cast away his people, talking about Israel? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed my prophets and digged down thine altars. I am left alone, and they seek my life? But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. And of course, we know that this is speaking of the occasion back in 1 Kings chapter 19, where Elijah felt all alone. He said to God, I'm the only one who is faithful to you in the whole land. God said, no, there are at least 7,000 others who are faithful to me. That is teaching that God always had a remnant. And that, of course, is brought out in verse 5 of Romans 11, where it says, even so then, at this present time, talking about this dispensation of grace in which we live right now, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And here's the point. Even though Israel as a nation has rejected Jesus Christ as the Messiah, every now and then, there is a Jewish person who comes to Christ, and they are a part of the remnant. And you know, you and I as Christians ought to do everything that we possibly can to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with those who are Jewish people, because you never know when God might use our witness to bring a Jewish friend of ours to the Lord. Another thing to remember, and this would be our 8th principle as we've been going throughout these principles this week, it's important to remember that Israel is still God's chosen nation, even though they are spiritually blinded. Yes, indeed, They are spiritually blind. They are not living according to the righteousness of God because they have not yet recognized Jesus as their Messiah. But they are still God's chosen people, as it were. Notice the book of Romans chapter 11 and verse 25. Romans chapter 11 and verse 25, where God says through Paul, "But I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." Right now, Israel as a nation is blinded to the Messiah. Now, the fullness of the Gentiles will come in at the end of this dispensation of grace, or more specifically, at the end of the church age when the rapture takes place. And of course, right now, this is the time of the Gentiles. Israel is in this spiritual blinded condition. But when the rapture takes place and the great tribulation period sets in, the Bible says that there will be many Jewish people come to Christ. And ultimately, as a nation, they will recognize that Jesus is the Messiah. But at this particular point in time in which we are living today, it's important to remember that Israel is still God's chosen nation, even though they are spiritually blinded. But when the fullness of the Gentiles become in, they will then begin to recognize that Jesus Christ is the Messiah simply because a very special people they are as the apple of God's eye. And so these are some important things to remember concerning the nation of Israel. God's best time for Israel is yet to come. And may I put it this way, Israel's best time with God is yet to come. And it's important that we as Christians have that remembrance in our mind and do what we can to support the nation of Israel as we can. Well, tomorrow we're going to wrap up our study on what to remember about the Jewish people and Israel. I trust that you can join us then. Until then, I'm Gary Dahl saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.